It is that time again. It's time for the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. Bearing down on the first weekend in August, this is the podcast for the weekend of August 1st through the 3rd, 2014. Summer is starting to wrap up. We're kind of getting to that point in the year where, you know, fall is coming, but there's still plenty to do. And here to tell you about all of your options in the Pittsburgh area, ways to entertain and amuse yourself for the next 72 hours, is none other than Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh. Hey, Rachel.
Hello.
Freshly returned from Paris.
Yeah, Paris and Italy.
How does Pittsburgh appear to you after your whirlwind tour of Europe?
Well,
is it a little disappointing to come back?
Other than the fact that we came back during a torrential storm.
Other than that.
Yeah, I know. It's funny whenever you are sitting next to someone that's not from Pittsburgh and you get through the clouds because there is usually clouds. And
right.
Then you're like, here's Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
and
welcome.
Then it's like storming and raining. But
you're like, it never does that here.
Yeah, no. It never does that. It's always sunny. But it's always nice to come home. But I will say that I ate pasta for like 10 straight days and it was amazing. And now I plan to go to Penn Mac and get some mozzarella.
I was going
to
say, not like mac and cheese out of a box. You had some fresh pasta.
Which is like normally my home meals, mac and cheese or something. But yeah, it was amazing. So it was a fun trip, but I'm happy to be home and looking forward to all the stuff going on this weekend.
Glad you're back.
Thank you.
So what's on your plate for this weekend?
So Josh, I know you're going to be super stoked about this, but we have a lot of shopping this weekend.
All right.
I know, you're super stoked.
We're purchasing goods. It's exciting to me.
Talking about the fall, you know, you got to get these things in before the snow. I don't even want to say it. I had to pause there. The snow comes. But we have a lot of sidewalk sales and art walks going on. So the first up is the Shady Side Art Walk. They do these first Fridays during the first of the month. Mm-hmm. And this one includes a sidewalk sale and art walk. So if you're not really too familiar with Shady Side, if you don't live there, there's a lot of art galleries there too.
I've noticed that.
Yeah. And it's cool because I think that for me, normal, I enjoy art, but I wouldn't say I know exactly what pieces are what. I think it's nice to walk into those without any pressure of potentially buying a piece,
right,
but discovering maybe some artists you like or just kind of chatting in a casual environment and hopping from shop to shop. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And there will be sidewalk sales going on. And I think probably a lot of people do know that they're shopping.
So you can check out some art and maybe then take something home that's a little more in your price range, depending on what that is.
With the sidewalk sale. And they'll have food trucks, which is always a joy to have. And it'll be a fun time. So you can check out that. That's going to be going on Friday, August 1st. Or you can make time for the Lawrenceville Summer Sidewalk Sale, which is going on from July 30th to Sunday, August 3rd. So you have a good amount of time for that. And we'll be doing sidewalk sales throughout all the little boutiques, and there's a lot of really great ones there. There are some men's one with Mid-Atlantic Mercantile. They sell men's clothes. I think Jules sells men's clothes, so you'll be covered too, Josh.
All right.
If you want to go and get some sidewalk sale on.
What are you saying? Are you suggesting that my style isn't quite up to snuff? Is this your subtle way of telling me I'm a sloppy dresser?
I am just suggesting that I think a lot of men think that maybe the boutiques are all for women.
Uh-huh.
So you can shop locally as well. So that's what I'm trying to
tell
you.
That was very diplomatically put.
Everyone can shop local.
Okay.
And you're supporting the local economy, so.
What more could you
ask?
Yeah,
so one more. Oh, and there's a really cool store, Divertido, which you don't have to buy clothing. It's a lot of different children's activities, and like they had remember those, like, well, maybe you don't remember, but they had like little paper doll books that you could get the paper dolls and like line them up and dress them.
Yeah, my kids are
She was selling a Beyonce one and like a Justin Timberlake one or something like that. It was cool.
Right.
So it's not just clothing too. So you can check out a lot of cool shops in Lawrenceville this weekend. Or you can head to the Carnegie Science Center. This is one of my favorite events. It's the 21 plus nights. And they're doing it where they always do it with a different organization. And they're doing this one with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. And so they'll be doing the science of music, which makes it fun, obviously. And they'll be doing different experiments with the things that they have there and the Pittsburgh Symphony and I read through the description and I think I would totally botch up what they were talking about in scientific terms, but it sounds really cool. And they'll be doing a live action Trivial Pursuit plus the Yelp.
So yeah, music and presumably adult beverages.
Yes.
And science and something for everyone.
Yes.
I give the symphony a lot of credit for really trying a lot of different things to bring people in and expose what they do to a bigger audience. It seems like they're working very hard at that lately.
You think? I worked at the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater, and I think that the thing with these arts organizations is that they got to get that young crowd mm-hmm. because that's the next generation, you know? So you just kind of go with what you think will work best and getting them invested. And this is a great opportunity, mm-hmm. I think. And they're doing some cool things, and also the Science Center is. So it's a great opportunity to go, and it's cheap. It's only $15 at the door. So it's a fun night out.
Great deal.
And then I can theater nerd out too.
Please do, by all means.
By saying that the Pittsburgh CLO is presenting Spamalot this weekend. I am very excited about this. This is actually one of my favorite shows I've seen. I've seen this before. They did like a touring Broadway show. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it in New York when it came out.
It's so funny.
Just how much of a dork I am.
It's such a great I always have to carefully pick what shows I bring.
When you said the word Spamalot, you might have seen me grimace. That's because I was physically clamping down on my instinct to just start reciting lines from that movie, which was a very unfortunate period of adolescence that I went through, where just like enacting scenes. I was one of those kids. So it took a lot of years, you know, therapy and repression to just tamp that down. So I just want you to know I'm working hard to restrain that impulse right now.
Well, the one quote that I think of from the show, I can't even mention on air. So.
Okay. Yep. I can think of several that you may be thinking of.
But even if you've never seen Monty Python, mm-hmm. go and watch Rent, Netflix, Monty Python. That's your assignment. And then go and see the show. You have until August 3rd. And it's going on for a bunch of different performances throughout that. The prices are pretty good, so you can kind of get the low to the top tier pricing for seats and enjoy it. It's such a fun show.
I think those guys finally just ended their, I mean, they haven't been performing together, but they did some kind of farewell, we're never doing this ever, ever again tour, right?
I don't believe it.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
But how many of them are dead at this point? At least one.
I was going to say.
At least one Python is dead.
I don't think it's many.
But they're not young men.
They're not. But I think when you look at them, they're not aging. I think they still, maybe it's the comic genes, keeps you a little young. I just think that it lives on, and it a great introduction is Spamalot, I think.
There you go. Okay.
Fun show. So you can check that out, clo.com for more ticket or info on tickets, and go and see it.
Neat.
Yeah, so lots going on this weekend.
Great. Rachel, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for this week. You should have a few ideas for how you might want to spend your weekend, but if you need some more suggestions, you might want to check out yelp.com or the calendar of events at wesa.fm. By the way, the latter of those two addresses is the one where you'll find the show notes for the Social Club podcast. Details on all the things we talked about, again, at wesa.fm. Thanks to Reed Carter for helping with the web production. Thanks also to Josh Mobley on Twitter at Josh Mobley Music, who provides our theme music. And thanks to Rachel Carlson, also known as at Yelp Pittsburgh on Twitter. My name's Josh Rollerson. You can follow me at WESA Josh. And I hope to see you again next week. Have a great weekend.
Vikings.